Everybody, it's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Cars 2, which recently came out on Xbox Games with Gold earlier this month. We've been playing it and thought, well, you know, it was like, we'll share thoughts because it's the first time I've kind of played it and it was included. And my first reaction was like, ooh, this is a bit ropey. It was like, this feels like Disney Infinity Cars playset before. Before the game came out, I think Cars 3 obviously is so much better. This game kind of felt a little bit like, and especially the bit at the beginning where it's holding your hand way too much, where it was actually frustrating of how much it was holding my hand. I'm just like, I want to go, I want to press go, and that was my one issue with this one.
I will agree with that second point there, which is the tutorial went on way too long. It held your hand a little bit too much, and it wasn't even that it was, you know, straight through. It was, you would do the tutorial, you would then race, you would then do another tutorial, you would then race, you would then do a tutorial, and just like, just give it to me all at once and I can be done with it and I can get into the game, and this is ridiculous.
Especially because I was doing some of the moves in the race before. Right. And it's like, right now you can jump. Well, I've been doing that.
I've been doing that. I've been doing my slides. I've been doing the power slides. I played Mario Kart. I know what's going on here. Now, to your original point, which was Cars 3 is better. I have zero doubt. Yeah. Obviously, it came out like, 10 years later, and it's on the current systems. That said, I have not played Cars 3, so I have no point of reference between the two. So the only thing that I have a point of reference with is, like, say, Mario Kart, because this style of racing game is very much out of vogue at the moment. There aren't that many games. We don't have a Diddy Kong Racing. We don't have, I mean, I guess,
well, Sonic Racing
Coffin Dodgers. Oh, that's true. They do have Sonic Racing.
That's coming soon.
But Mario Kart 8 is pretty much the only, and Cars 3 are pretty much the only games that fall into this genre. I think there's, what, Coffin Dodgers or something, but that's apparently pretty awful. So, for me, having not really played a karting game or a game, an arcade racer like this in quite some time, it was a nice little bit of fresh air, but I will agree the controls were definitely ropey, and some of the button mapping was off. Like, the power slide button was not, did not feel natural. I think it was the X button, which meant that you were basically reaching across the entire face to do something that you were going to be doing a lot in the race.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed quite good. I mean, some of the levels that they actually took some of the levels from this game and put into Cars 3, but there's actually, and they literally said them in the game, this is from Cars 2, the video game. So it felt very similar, but it was that thing as well, I think, like playing Disney Infinity, the Cars playset and the Toy Box Speedway, you actually can see where, in actual fact, you're sitting there going, they pretty much just lifted this entire game and just dropped it into Disney Infinity because it's so, so close to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've played either of those, either the Speedway or Cars. It's been a lot longer since I played Cars. But yeah, you've got basically this entire game in that set. Mm. Now, the one difference being, in Disney Infinity, every racer was exactly the same, with the exception of, like, the Sandcrawler. The Sandcrawler was that big, giant beast that was impossible to get around. But everybody had the same stats. You know, they wanted to make sure that you could play with whatever character you wanted, and you would be equally viable as everyone else. There were no tiers. As opposed to this game, Cars 2, where there is definite, you know, some characters are faster, some characters have more maneuverability, some have a little bit more health. So that is the one real noticeable difference between Cars 2 and the Disney Infinity version of the game.
Yeah, I mean, personally, if you're going to be buying a game, get Cars 3 instead of this.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just better. If you got it for free in April or March, I think, beginning of April, great addition. I think this has been a really good thing for Microsoft to be offering a kid's game each month, because I got a feeling that basically the entire Disney catalog is going to be shared out on these Xbox Games with Gold for the next year at least, because there's that many of them, and the 360 games can quite happily bulk up their offerings. I think it's good, because I think this is great for kids to have. I know, like, gamers look at the Xbox Games thing and go, oh, well, we've got a Disney game. I look at it the actually the exact offer that because I've recommended like Xbox every time a friend someone has got a game system for their kids. I always say buy this pass for a year because you'll get loads of the kids will get new games constantly. And this is great. You know, if you got Brave last month and then you got this and Split Second the month before that, at the minute, this is actually pretty, especially for like, what, £22 for a year? That's what I paid for. Yeah, I feel like I've got more use out of Gamesbox, the Xbox One, in 3 months than I've done in a year in the PlayStation. That's kind of.
Yeah, I mean, the backwards compatibility and the combined with the games with gold or the Game Pass.
Yeah.
Is their biggest advantage right now. It's what they obviously know what they're hammering at hard. So there's certainly that. I do think it's funny that, you know, you were talking about Cars 2 being the kid-friendly game. And what's the other Xbox 360 game that's coming out this month? Dead Space 2.
Yeah. And then there was also, I think it was Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So it's all over the place.
What was the other one? There was one other one. The Witness, I think it was, which is a puzzle game.
I'm expecting some Star Wars in May. That's what I'm.
May the 4th be with. Yeah, yes, obviously.
I'm expecting LEGO Clone Wars 3, but one of the Xbox original ones. But
actually, it'd be kind of nice if they kind of inserted the Xbox and a single Xbox original game in per month. No reason not to, really. Mm. You know. But most people aren't going to buy those. No. But they're good to have them there.
Yeah, so Cars 3 or Cars 2, good, solid game. Okay. There are better ones, I'll be honest. I think as I played that Split Second a few weeks ago, when that was added on there, that was such a better game. And
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I think that was where I was like, had I played it the other way around, that would have been different. I think having played Split Second recently and then playing Cars 2, it was like, oh, not so good. And Cars 3 and Mario Kart are just better kart games, but as a freebie game and playing it for the I missed this game the first time it came around.
I did play it a little bit back in the day, but I would say I considered Split Second to be the better of the two. That was from 2 months ago. But most kids, because we're gonna you're gonna want to put kids in front of this for the most part, are definitely gonna go for Cars 2 over Split Second simply because it's got Mater and Lightning and Holly McMissiles and whatnot in it. They're recognized the characters, and there's nothing wrong with it. This is a perfectly good game. It was a good choice for them to put.
Yeah,
it keeps Disney. Keeps getting we've done a Disney Games with Gold episode once a month for the past several months because they keep showing up in there.
Yeah, so it's good. But let us know what you guys thought of Cars 2. If you played it, let us know your thoughts on it. As per usual, go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Go subscribe, like, follow, etc. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.